So you seem to present a couple different alternative interpretations for the Lisa Canada text message in particular. Is that the point you're trying to drive home here, that these could be construed a number of different ways depending on how you read them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's been our point from the beginning, and I think Representative has made that position clear from the beginning. So.
And what is the most realistic interpretation in your opinion?
Well, I'm not going to argue my case in front of the newspaper reporters. I can't do that. You know, we're in session right now. There's a jury, and I think that'll come out when we go to the jury as far as what I think the most reasonable interpretation of that is, and it's obviously consistent with innocence.
What was the significance of the email from Noah Smith to Lisa Cannon, in your opinion?
I'm not even sure. So we'll have to dig into that a little bit. And I think I raised that with the court today. And I'm curious about a lot of things with respect to that email.
So. You've never seen that email before?
No. I've raised that to the court.
Yeah. Do you believe that the prosecution did not give it to you? Or do you think it just missed it?
Well, they say they did. We'll check on that tonight and see if it, in fact, was provided to us. But that's the first time I saw it.
Do you believe the activities of any of these lobbyists who have testified so far are more unethical than what Representative Larry Hinman did, or are they on par? You seem to be suggesting that some of the ways they were floating contributions wasn't proper.
Well, I don't think Representative Hinman acted unethically at all. So to compare their actions to Representative Hinman's, I mean, I'm not making that comparison.
So were their actions unethical then?
Oh, I'm not accusing anybody of unethical conduct at this point in time. We're just watching the evidence develop. And a lot of these evidence that's come out from these witnesses is new to us. So, I mean, there's general information we've been provided, general statements we've been provided, but there's context to those statements as well. So we're discovering some of this as we go.
Were you surprised by Ms. Canada's denial that the union helped in the recall election other than five people?
Surprised that I thought that was surprising, yes.
That's not consistent with what you had suggested yesterday.
There's a lack of consistency there, I agree. But I'm not going to take it much further than that. I'm interested to know how they funded that recall campaign, but this might not be the venue to develop that. So.
Is Representative Inman going to testify in his own defense?
Well, now you're asking the great Fifth Amendment right question, aren't you? And I think that we're going to have to make that decision.
But you haven't made it yet?
No.
No. Can you indicate who, if anyone, you plan to call?
I'm not going to even divulge that. You know, it's hard to divulge your strategy going through trial. I mean, I talked about what we've done, what's in front of the jury, but I got to be careful about what we might do.
Was there any plea deal offered to this at any point? No, I don't think I've been able to ask you that yet.
It wasn't favorable, let's put it that way.
There was something offered, but it wasn't favorable.
I think the government always offers something, but it certainly wasn't favorable.
Representative, do you have any comments on how the trial went today?
He's not going to say a lot, Say something general and...
Yeah, I just want to let you know that, physically, I'm feeling a lot better. And, having gone through that experience of addiction and going through treatment center has opened my eyes up to, the world problem on addiction and treatment and getting people back, getting their lives back. And I would not have believed it unless I experienced it myself. So, this whole thing has been a long journey of different battles. And, every day I wake up and say, well, I have to get through this and get back to my life. And really, I want to focus the rest of my life on helping people with addiction problems.
Are you able to get back to Lansing at all this week? Or
no, we're going to spend the week here and making sure we're well prepared for the case.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.